I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. It's tax time again. What, again? Well, only for those of you who put it off in April. We turned out to Marketplace's Tess Vigeland in Los Angeles, as we do every day. Tess, these people who put it off, you say they're not who we think they are.
Well, yeah, Alex, the Treasury Department just released a pretty interesting report that more than 8.5 million people decided on April 15th that, it just wasn't right for them, and they filed for extensions. But 1 million of those people reported average incomes of $104,000. That is more than twice what the average taxpayer makes.
So why is it that all the six-figure income people are waiting so long?
Well, it is a little counterintuitive, but Thomas Griffith, who teaches tax law at the University of Southern California here, told me it actually makes sense that those people would be late in filing for their returns because they have much more complex returns.
People with low incomes, in general, can do have a fairly short return that's simple to fill out. But high-income people tend to have a lot of deductions that require a greater amount of work. Now, if they use an accountant, one would hope that the accountant would have the material together. But for those who do not, the extension makes sense.
But the IRS, of course, does not like this. It's worried that if more and more people start filing late, it could erode confidence in the fairness of the system.
Well, so the deadline, again, is here for this extension, this four-month extension. What if you miss this deadline?
Well, in fact, the IRS says it expects about 3 million of those folks who already got extensions to file for another one.
People, come on.
Slackers. They can ask for another 2 months, but the circumstances under which they allow you to do that are much more limited. And if you don't make this one and you don't qualify for another extension, then you're subject to pretty big penalties for filing a late return. And Alex, even if you owe nothing on your return, if you don't ask for an extension on April 15th or today on August 15th, there's a penalty just for filing a late return.
Does the government actually run out of money? Does this actually trouble the government at all?
No, not really, because the government can always borrow, and it's going to recover any interest on that borrowing by charging late taxpayers interest and penalties. It's harder for the states, but again, they can charge interest as well.
Tess, what else is going on today? Marketplace following the power story, I presume.
Absolutely. The impact of this blackout on the financial markets and corporate America, and especially, of course, the nation's utilities.
Tess Vigeland from the Marketplace Newsroom here in Los Angeles. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.